This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, I have a really awesome testimony. We're talking to a patient. Her name is Julie. Been a patient for a couple of years. Sat down with her last week and really was just chatting with her about how, you know, oftentimes we see testimonies as, you know, you're on 10 medications. Now you're off 10 medications. And her life has still been transformed. But it's not through, you know, dropping something into the drug-free warrior bin. It's because she's in the healthcare field and said, hey, you know what? I want to be healthy. And so she came into the office. When I knocked on the door, I was like, yeah. Her and her husband came in. And she said, I said, you could tell them about how, you know, you were a little bit trepidatious. And she said, oh, I wasn't. I was the one who made him come. But I said, you're not going to anybody. And so when I did all my research and I found you, I said, thanks. So we're gonna go through with Julie today just some of the changes that she's seen. But I was chatting with my friend / radio producer today about what I wanted to talk about. Been doing this for 6.5, almost 7 years. I said, What do you think is interesting? What do you want? What do you want to hear about? And he said, you've never really shared your story. And he made mention that for a lot of our, you know, bigger events, our health transformations, our makeovers, I'll often kind of share my health journey. And I've never done that on the radio. So I told him, my one trepidation is that I don't want to feel boastful. Like there is something that's, you know, when you open up and you're candid, there's a vulnerability about that. But I think it's noteworthy. I think that's one of the reasons why I connect with a lot of patients in the office is because it's definitely my health journey has not been easy necessarily, right? Like I was not brought up this way. I have a friend, and she has 30 plus chiropractors in their family. Like they grew up in this health model. And that was not me. I've gone through struggles. And so we'll just kind of share where my passion comes from, how I understand in that regard. So I believe me, it'll be interesting. I'm maybe boring, but I'll make it interesting. But yeah, I think it's so noteworthy just to be able to know, like, there's some times when you're like, hey, you don't know what it's like because you've never gone through it. You know, that's one thing that I'll share with you. I smoked in college and I'll, you know, like, but I don't just smoke like a pack a day because someone else would smoke my cigarette. But I smoked almost a pack a day in college, which, you know, like, I was a smoker. So it's like people, you don't understand what it's like to quit smoking. No, I do. You don't understand what it's like to lose weight. No, I do. Like I do. I understand. So, and just kind of what, you know, my family has endured. It just, you know, it's interesting. But before we get into all of that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, CNN. Deaths from heart disease and these other conditions are on the rise. Research suggests. So they talk about how death rates in the United States due to cardiometabolic disease, which includes heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and high blood pressure, have either plateaued or climbed in recent years. The rates of death from those health conditions were declining, but then hit a concerning inflection point in 2010 and either remained unchanged or increased thereafter, according to research published in the medical journal JAMA on Tuesday. We're losing ground in the battle against cardiovascular disease. Understanding what is contributing to these alarming trends may help direct specific strategies for prevention, says a cardiologist from Northwestern in Chicago. Even more alarming are the persistent disparities with higher death rates among Black Americans compared with white Americans. Research found that Black adults consistently had higher cardiometabolic-related deaths rates than white adults, and Black men had the highest rate. We need to reduce deaths from cardiometabolic disease, and we need to find strategies to reduce disparities. Separately, in a written statement on Tuesday, they talked about how majority of the cardiometabolic deaths are preventable. Our findings make it clear that we are losing ground in the battle against cardiovascular disease, they said. We need to shift our focus on a nation towards prevention to achieve our goal of living longer, healthier, and free of cardiovascular disease. That's huge. We need to focus as a nation towards prevention to achieve our goal of living longer, healthier, and free of disease. The new research involved analyzing data from the death certificates from the CDC, looked at death certificates from 1999 to 2017. The data show that in 1999, total deaths by cause were 725,000 from heart disease, 167,000 from stroke, 68,000 from diabetes, and about 17,000 from hypertension. 2017, 647,000 from heart disease, 147,000 from stroke. Oh man, diabetes was increased to almost 84,000 and 35,000 from hypertension. So basically they're seeing all of these massive increases. And again, most of them are saying, hey, but the studies were not able to definitively state what's driving the change in cardiovascular and cardiometabolic death rates, but obesity is likely a leading culprit. Obesity. So then we look at, okay, what causes obesity? Nutrition. Lack of nutrition. It was interesting. I was talking to a patient the other day just about like making nutritional changes, and we were talking about kids, so we're getting ramped up for an event coming up. And so we were talking about little fun-sized candy bars. She was like, yeah, you know, we're pretty good, but like, man, I brought in some little fun-sized candy bars and I accidentally ate the whole bag. And I was like, you know what's interesting is that I was at the grocery store and I was looking for some steel-cut oats. And I was like, you know, it would be so much easier if I just grabbed some instant oatmeal, like a little packet. And I looked at it and each packet had 11 grams. And I'm kind of a hungry human, so I usually have two packets if I have to eat it. One packet's not enough. One packet's not enough for me. And so I was like, let me look at the nutritional value on this. 11 grams of sugar. So if I had two, that's 22 grams of sugar. She said the fun size candy bars had 8 grams of sugar. So I'm like, that would literally be almost 4 fun size candy bars for breakfast. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, and then just the lack of exercise, even if it's just getting out and moving a little bit. It's so interesting. I go through people's blood work, and I more recently went through blood work, and kidneys were shutting down because of dehydration. All of these levels were increased because of malnutrition. I'm like, how do we live in the United States where we have all of the resources of food and water, yet we are dehydrated? We have malnutrition that is literally shutting down our organs. Like, how does that even work in our country? You know, like there are people walking miles to get fresh water. They're like, you know, like they don't have resources available at every single corner. Like, how? it just blows my mind. And I think that's the big thing, is when we're looking at that rate, that rise, like, we, in terms of an industrialized nation, are the sickest. And we talk about, oh my goodness gracious, yeah, we have all of this preventable illness, so we need to do all of this prevention. We're going to do mammograms. We're going to do flu shots, right? So when we're going to do colonoscopies, but when does a mammogram ever prevent breast cancer? When does a colonoscopy ever prevent colon cancer? It doesn't. It's early detection. There is a huge difference when you talk about prevention versus early detection. And that's really what we want to look at. Hey, you know what? Great. Don't be on any medications and take care of yourself. Hey, you don't have any problems? Great. Take care of your health so you don't in the future. You don't have high blood pressure? Good. Let's continue to eat right and exercise and lead on a health journey so that you never have to worry about those things if you don't have to. According to CDC, World Health Organization, JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, all of these people are saying, hey, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, strokes, these are all majority preventable things, but you have to be proactive, right? And that's why you've got to surround yourself with a team of people who can help you with that. That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultations, $25, 317-893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, when we come back, Julie has an awesome testimony to share, and we'll talk to her.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Our goal is to speak life, breathe life, educate into people. It's awesome. If you ever come to Greenwood Family Chiropractic, you will see that our office, there are kids, there's big families, people are laughing, they're talking, they're making friends. It's a warm place because people feel good, and it's a built community of health warriors. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can go online to schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, $25. Today, we're sharing some health journeys. Julie has been a patient now for a little bit and chatted with her and asked if she would just mind sharing some of the changes that she's seen in the office. She's got a great testimony, so I want to welcome Julie. Thanks, Julie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I think you just had, thank you so much for just sharing, and I think your story is really going to resonate with a lot of people who are here. So what was life like? What were some of the things you experienced before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
My husband and I decided to seek out a chiropractor, and I had never been before, so I was in the process of, I want somebody who is not going to just adjust, but to take time with us and really get us back into health. We were 46 years old and entering a new chapter together. We were recently married and wanted to just really get on a path to a better life. Myself, I was tired all the time, could not muster up the energy, had a brand new grandbaby that I needed to be okay for, entering into an age where my sister passed away, and just getting a little afraid of mortality and really feeling very, very heavy. And that's the biggest change that I have seen, is I was so just heavy, not weight-wise, but my body just felt like there were bricks in it. And through the changes that we've made together with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I don't feel that way anymore.
So let's talk about this real quick. So, because I think this is kind of noteworthy. So, how many medications were you on before you started?
Zero. I have been a registered nurse for 30 years, and I stay away from that.
I think sometimes when people come into the office, they think, you know, oh my goodness, I need to be on 12 medications to see awesome, great changes and testimonies. And sometimes it's just not the case. So
I have been very cautious in my life. Taking a Tylenol is not a good thing for me. I mean, I've been very, very cautious throughout my entire life about medication.
Yeah, which I think speaks volumes. Like we had talked a little bit earlier and you said, I've seen what healthcare has done to people over the last 30 years. And so I want to stay as healthy as I can. So you started under care, made some five essential changes, nutrition, exercise. We did some more functional medicine testing, getting adjusted consistently. So what have been, if you were to choose two or three of like the biggest changes that you've noticed since you started, what would they be?
A better all sense of just an overall feeling of feeling better. I mean, I had just horrible, terrible muscle pain in my leg all the time. And I just thought it was part of being older. I didn't know that it wasn't normal. And through, I don't really know where to, it's definitely a combination of all of the things that we've done together there, but the pain is gone in my leg. It's just, it doesn't happen anymore. When we did the testing and I went through and started eating differently with the advanced plan and started supplementing, that was a huge change for me. The pain went completely away. And like today, I am pain-free, and I haven't been able to say that for years.
Yeah. What are some other changes did you see since you started making some of those changes?
The weight just kind of falls off. And
how many pounds? How many lbs?
25 total.
Oh my goodness gracious. So
yeah,
awesome.
But 18 since May.
So in the last couple months you've lost 18 pounds. That's awesome.
Correct. Yes.
You think just from like a functionality standpoint, how much better now your body's functioning, how much your body's healing?
Well, when we did the retest, you can see that in print. I mean, you never know until you put it to the test, and we put it to the test, and it is functioning much, much better. And where I was living in a bubble when I first got my test because of all the inflammation, I was scared to death. I think I mentioned this earlier. My sister died at the exact age where I decided to test, which I'm not sure that was a great plan because it did scare me, but it was also life-changing for me because it did scare me. I don't want that fate for, I could never do that to my mother, my kids, and my nieces and nephew. I just wouldn't do that to them.
Yeah. And here's the great part is that thank you for allowing us to be part of that journey with you. Because I think that speaks volumes that you put is in the healthcare field of all the people that you're surrounded with, you chose us to be a part of that journey with you and your husband.
Yes, because I've seen awful things and I don't want that for myself.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. So less inflammation, less pain, 25 pounds down. You know, the great part is you look at what that health journey looks like now that you've made it, where had you not made that choice, you know, however long ago, that now forward, like look at that future and what it looks like for you.
Absolutely. I'm going to be able to play with my grandbaby for years and years.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I will see you this afternoon.
Yes, you will.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Now, if you need help on your health journey, give us a call. Let us be a part of yours. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultations, 25. You know, it's pretty cool. We do good things at the end of the day. I'll share some inside information from Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So myself and team, at the end of every day, we do good things. We like to end on a good note, right? Like every day you're going to see the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. It gets kind of crazy. But we end each day in the office on a good note. And it's really great because we share, you know, it's sometimes it's like, hey, I saw Susie coming in without her cane for the first time. Hey, I just saw Julie and Julie has lost 25 pounds. I talked to a lady the other day and she said, hey, do you know I'm off one of my two blood pressure medications? I said, no. She said, well, I'm still on one. I said, yeah, but you had a 50% reduction. How cool is that? You know, and I said, hey, listen to this. Say you're on one blood pressure medication for the rest of your life, but you were able to get off one. That's a win. That's awesome. You know, I talked to another one who said, man, I feel like my joints have felt less stiff. Hey, I'm sleeping better. Hey, little JoJo pooped for the first time in 3 days without Miralax. You know, like those are the things. And sometimes they're mountainous. You know, sometimes there are these huge things. We're dropping stuff in the drug-free warrior bin. Sometimes people say, oh, I just posted. This is super cool. I just posted on our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. On our Facebook page, we had a patient, Mike, who came in 10 months ago. Came in 10 months ago. It's fine. I can do math. 10 months ago, and his cholesterol was 404. And it went from 404 to 330 in 4 months. Had follow-up blood work. So 3 months after that, he took it, went down to 305. And more recently, he just had it done. It was down to 270. I lost 25 pounds. I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I was looking and he'd had it done at a different lab, so the paperwork looks a little bit different. I said, may I share? And he said, yeah. I said, you know, people are not going to believe this. I said, take a picture. I want you to take a picture with these papers so people can see that you are a real person and these are real numbers and this is really your life changing. He said, all right. It's awesome. We get to be alongside of awesome health journeys, you know, and it's, I think it's just the one, like, people desire that, you know, when is it that you don't feel like, hey, I would love, and it's so hard to like navigate through. Do you go through the, you know, this person or this diet or, you know, this, that, and the other? Sometimes when you do it, you find these things online and then it's, what's the follow-up? How do you, what if you have to navigate through some difficulties? What does that look like? It's awesome. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It's what we do. We empower people to be able to make the changes that last, you know, it's pretty awesome. So for me, okay. So this is where I'm going to open up and I'm going to be transparent about kind of what my journey has been. So, one thing that has always kind of been forefront before I even knew my journey and what it was going to be is, you know, I was one, a very sick kid growing up, very sick. So chronically on antibiotics and it was almost like clockwork. So I knew, January, February, I would get bronchitis. February, March, clockwork, I would get strep throat. March, April, you know, all the like quote unquote seasonal allergies would kick in. So I'd have to do, you know, over the counter eye drops, nasal spray. But then I would get a sinus infection. Throughout the summer, I played soccer. So I had asthma. So I was on albuterol inhaler. I was also on an inhalable steroid. Right? Like I was on an inhalable steroid. That's crazy. But I wanted to continue to keep playing soccer, and that's what they told me I needed to do. That's how I would breathe, didn't have asthma attacks, so I didn't die, right? Like, so it was kind of important. And so I was just a sick kid all the time. So it was just chronic. Oh my goodness. And so the first time I was actually under regular chiropractic care was when I was in chiropractic school. So the first time I was ever under regular chiropractic care was when I was in chiropractic school. And it was interesting because it's oftentimes like when you look at adjustments, it's like, ouch, my back hurts. Oh, I got adjusted. My back feels better, right? But I didn't really go to chiropractic school, one, knowing what chiropractic was. I didn't know the principle of chiropractic. I didn't understand how the body function were healed. I just was like, oh, hey, there's cute boys. And if I don't want to be a chiropractor, maybe I'll find a husband. That, my friends, is the truth on why I started chiropractic school. I did get my degree and I did not find a husband. I found a husband, but just not. He's not a chiropractor. He's a Marine. Most of you guys know that. So, and a police officer now. Anyways, I digress. So I realized more retrospectively after those 4 years looking back on it that I had not taken one puff of misobutyl inhaler, hadn't been on an antibiotic once, and all of the over-the-counter allergy medication had expired. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what if I had the ability to speak to moms? Like, what if I could rewind, right? Like, obviously this will never happen, but like, what if now I could speak to my mom who has a Leanne, who's this sick kid, and the mom, Leanne's mom, my mom, had no idea about chiropractic. Like, what if I didn't have to live like that? Man, my life would be so different, right? Because now, like, I struggled with candida, yeast overgrowth, because I just destroyed my gut. You know, I'll share that. But so when I was a child too, and this is really noteworthy, especially kind of going back to the health in the news, talking about heart disease, how it's on the rise. So my grandfather passed away when I was 12 years old, 10 years old, 10 or 12. I was little. Because I have vague memories of my grandfather, but the memories that I have with him are being in the hospital with him. He had a quadruple bypass before I was even born. And so he struggled with a lot of just the standard American, didn't eat right, didn't exercise, you know, just high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, bypass surgeries, heart attacks. And I remember the toll that took. You know, it's funny what you remember as a kid and the things that you don't remember as a kid. But the things that really stood out was I remember the stress that him in and out of the hospital put on my grandmother, put on my mom. And I remember kind of his final days. One of the big things that really resonated with me was every time the phone would ring in the middle of the night, right? Because this is obviously before cell phones existed. Oh boy, it's before cell phones existed. Or and if they did, they weren't commonplace. Where like not everyone had a cell phone, so you would hear because the house phone would ring. You know, they would have to call you on the house phone, and my mom would get up and rushed to the hospital, and you know they lived 45 minutes away, so it was, you know, it was just this thing. And I remember that the most. I just remember those like heart sinking, dropping, where you know, and I'm sure most of you have all maybe experienced that of being alongside of someone that you love and care about as they lose their health, and you see how not only, gosh, how that affects that individual, but how it affects the whole entire family. And so heart disease took my grandfather. And what's interesting is I always do annual blood work. And I was looking more recently, and they you know, they go through the history. Okay, your grandfather passed away. My grandmother on that same side. They just like randomly found a brain aneurysm before it ruptured. Thank the Lord. So she's got a stent in her brain. My other side, my grandfather is, you know, on oxygen, lost lung, same thing, lifestyle related, heart disease, and positive it'll take him in the next couple of years. You know, my grandmother on the other side, hers isn't heart related, but hers is cancer, right? So like my family is affected too. And they said, oh my goodness, well, you're just bound to be with high cholesterol and high blood pressure now, aren't you? And I said, I would respectfully disagree with you because you want to know what's crazy. So I just shared with you, college, I was a smoker. Taco Bell was a standard fourth meal. Tuesday, Thursday mornings were taco nacho bar at the cafeteria. I remember that a very long time later. But I remember giving blood and it came back and I had high cholesterol. You know, and I went to the doctor. I was 18. I was 18 with high cholesterol. And they said, gosh, you're just really young to be on statins for the rest of your life. Let's just give it some time, right? And no one talked to me about diet changes. No one talked to me about nutrition. I had high cholesterol at 18 years old. 18. Can you imagine your 18-year-old having high cholesterol? And I'm sure he didn't wake up that way at 18. I'm sure I've had it for years before that. Let me share where I'm at with you after this break.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Now, you know, it's always, we don't think much about our health until we don't have it. Right? Think about that. It's kind of like, I think about this. It's kind of like your car in hot water. And I know that sounds crazy, but I always think about this. Like, you just wake up in the morning, you're like, okay, I've got a shower, I've got to, you know, brush my teeth, all this stuff. And then, like, all of a sudden, one morning you wake up and you don't have hot water. And you're like, this is so terrible, right? Like, I didn't even think about hot water until I didn't have it. And you're like, wow, it's kind of a big deal. Or, like, all of a sudden, you go out to your car to drive home and you're like, my tire's flat. You know, what am I going to do now? Maybe it's not the best analogy, but I feel like oftentimes we go through that, you know, and it's like, wow, I didn't really know how much I really appreciated a properly working car. I didn't know how much I appreciated having water or hot water until I didn't have it, you know, and so we go in through these day ins and day outs and, you know, and it's one that we really take our health for granted. I literally had a woman more recently who said, you know, had been in the office for a couple of years. And I got a letter that said, thank you so much for everything that you've done. You've taught me so much about making lifestyle changes, the importance of chiropractic, properly functioning nervous system, you know, nutrition. I've been able to eliminate my blood pressure medication and my statin. But the drive is kind of far, so I'm not coming back. And I was like, huh. It's good to see those lifestyle changes. But then, you know, it's easier to stay well than it is to get well. It's easier to stay well than it is to get well. I always talk about this. Imagine I have two people. I have Mary and Steve. Right? That's two people. Mary walks into the office. She's on 10 medication, has a walker, can't walk a mile. And you have Steve, who is on no medications, generally in good health. You know, can walk a mile. And then you fast forward 2 years. And you take Mary. And Mary is now off all of her medication. She's lost 25 pounds. She doesn't use a walker. She's able to walk a mile on her own. And Steve still is on no medication. Still is healthy. Still can walk a mile. Which one's more valuable? Right? And in our society, it's the people who have allowed themselves to lose their health or have lost their health, right? And then work so hard to regain it. Then the people who have just worked hard and really invested time and money into keeping their health. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy to think about? Like we put so, and I mean, I'm kind of guilty of it too. I mean, I think it was great to have Julian, who's like, you know what? I was on no medication. I'm still on no medication. But oh, by the way, my inflammation's down. My joints feel better. My legs don't hurt. And I've lost 25 pounds, right? Like my life has been transformed. Like she's there now for her family and she's more present of a grandmother. And like, how awesome is that? But like, imagine if I had a testimony on here. It's like, you know what, Dr. Leanne, when I came into your office, I felt great. And you know what, Dr. Leanne, it's been 5 years and I still feel great. You all listening would be like, so big deal. I feel great. Who cares if I feel great in 5 years? You know, and it's like, well, are you doing something to still feel great in 5 years? Are you still doing something to heal great, to function great, to invest in your health in 5 years? Because if you're not, your health is not stagnant. It is never the same. You're either building health or you're losing health. You're either building disease or you're fighting disease. It's not stagnant. Now, for me, 18 years old, I was diagnosed with high cholesterol, you know, and I knew nothing about statins, but I'm like, yeah, it makes sense that at 18, because he's like, once you're on this, you have to be on this for the rest of your life, right? Think about this. These medications, most of these medications, it's not like a take this for a couple months and let's see how you do. Take this for a couple months. Let's make some other changes in your life and let's see what happens. This is for the rest of your life. Well, and it's interesting now, fast forward a couple decades. I don't have high cholesterol. What's the difference though? Because if this is one that it's hereditary, I'm doomed, it runs in my genes. You know, research finds as little as 2-5% of these degenerative diseases are genetic, which means that 95-98% are lifestyle. They always say it's like genes load the gun, lifestyle is what pulls the trigger. It's not the best analogy. Like it's kind of I wish there was a better analogy, but like something has to turn on and off that gene expression. And you look at it, why would it be that I, the same person 20 years ago, fast forward, I'm older now, right? Decades older. Like you should think that those numbers should look worse, not better. But I had to start making those lifestyle changes. So I got into chiropractic school and they're like, you can't smoke on campus, which makes sense. But this was, again, a while back. So they didn't have like the 8-foot rule from doors. They're just like, you can't smoke on campus. I'm like, I'm not going to walk all the way off campus for a cigarette. I don't have time for that. Oh, when you say it out loud, it just sounds dumb. It sounds so ridiculous. But that's why I was like, well, one, I don't want people to know that I smoke. So I'm going to have to walk off campus. And then I'm like, gosh, between classes, like, I don't have time for that. And so I was like, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit cold turkey. And I always said I would never be mean to anyone because I wanted a cigarette. So I really wanted to physically endure and feel what like not being able to handle the withdrawals felt like. I don't know why. Like it's so mentally odd, but like I wanted to feel it. And I said when I could take it no more, then I would like use the patch. And then by the time it was like a week and a half later, I'm like, I could probably do the patch now. It was for like I was like, it's gonna make the amount of nicotine's gonna make me sick. So I was just like, well, I've committed this far. And so I just ripped it off like a band-aid. I did it cold turkey. I wanted to see what it was like. And then I was like, well, if I'm making that change, I should probably start doing right. I'm surrounding myself with all these holistic people. Blah. I remember thinking the first day of chiropractic school, I'm like, you guys are crazy. fast forward a couple decades, I look at myself and I'm like, you're that crazy one. You know, I'll tell you what, I embrace the crazy. I'm all for it. I want to be weird. I don't want to be normal, right? Normal, right? We looked at it. Normal is heart disease. Normal is all diabetes. Normal is obesity. Normal are all of these things. Like, that's normal. I don't want to be normal. I want to be weird, right? And so what was interesting is as I was going through chiropractic school, I started to really experience, it was almost like I started not feeling right. And it felt like something was clenching my chest. And like I couldn't breathe and it was really uncomfortable. And gosh, it was just excruciating. So finally, and this has been really interesting as part of my health journey too, is that it was this unknown. So I went to the doctor. They were in blood. Found nothing. Everything looks great. Something's not right, right? Do you ever know in your mind something's not right? And so, they ran every test in the book. I'm telling you, blood works. We did. They did CAT scans. They did spirometry. They did cortisol testing, which now looking back on it, I'm like, I wish I could get my hands on that, because I remember them saying like, your cortisol is really high. And I was like, I'm in grad school. I was working full time still, you know, and they went back and said, hey, you know, you've got this. They said, everything looks great on my CAT scan. Like a year later, I looked at the report and I was like, I had a cyst on my spleen. Like, I wonder if that had anything to do with it. But they said, nope, everything looks good. Clearly that couldn't be causing it. But that kind of got me a little bit more in tune of like, you ever have, like, if you're that person who, you know, eventually at some point you get to know your body and you say, hey, something's not right. And you take a test. Everything looks good. Take a test. Everything looks good. And eventually you start hoping. You start hoping they find something wrong, right? Because you're like, if you find something wrong, then I can get a diagnosis. And then if there's a diagnosis, hey, then I can take the path. Then I can take the path of like, what do we do next? Because then there's an answer. But until you fit into that box of diagnosis, it's this elusive thing that we're like, we don't know. We can't help you. And so that was one of the things that helped change my mindset. But then too, there's been a couple examples with my family. My mom has been one of them. And next week, I'm going to kind of share her story. I'm going to share what led me down the road of not just corrective chiropractic care, but looking at more whole body wellness, the five essentials. So I'll be able to share a little bit more of that next week on what those changes look like. And just some more great testimonies about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, if you wonder what that looks like to come into the office, initial exam and consultation, if you let us know you came from the radio, is just $25. And we'll sit down and we'll go through, where are you at? What do you need? What does that path look like for you? And is it something we can help you with? 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.